A new study shows that users of flavored e-cigarettes, vapor devices, prefer having the flavors so much that if the flavor choice was taken away from them, many would just go back to smoking conventional cigarettes. This is based in part on a study conducted by the International Tobacco Control Policy Evaluation Project at Ontario's University of Waterloo. The study examined whether regular vapors from Canada, England and the United States who only use non-tobacco flavored e-cigarettes would support or oppose a ban on all non-tobacco flavors and also, how they would potentially respond to such a policy. Health Canada is proposing a ban on flavored vapors provided for vape device users. Health Canada's rationale is that the flavors make vaping attractive to young people, which is not good because the flavored vapes still contain small amounts of nicotine. The ITC study showed that vapers would continue to find ways to get their flavors even if there was a ban. About 1 in 5 said they would stop using vapes and just go back to smoking cigarettes. This concept was shared earlier this year by Sudbury businessman Arthur Cavillin, a vape shop owner, a former smoker and a regular vapor user. Cavillin said the proposal to ban vaping flavors could just drive people back to conventional cigarettes. Cavillin told Sudbury.com that if people don't get what they want from vaping, which he believes is safer than smoking, then people might just go back to smoking. It's based on the simple fact that they, Health Canada, claims it is for our health, but look at the LCBO and the flavored alcohol, he said. Critics have pointed to the alcohol industry where dozens of new brands of juice-flavored and pop-flavored alcohol coolers are now on the market, yet nothing is done to curb it. Cavillin said if people cannot get their flavor choices in vaping, it will contribute to two things, both of which are worse in his opinion. One is that it will drive people back to cigarette smoking and the other option is that it will create a black market for flavored vapes made in unknown labs with unknown chemicals. He added that any ban would only encourage the black market to expand and that in turn would allow more young people to get access to flavored vapors. That concern was echoed by one of the study's authors. Our findings raise the possibility that banning some flavored vaping products may dissuade some adult smokers from vaping, with the possibility that they would return to smoking cigarettes, which are clearly much more harmful than vaping products, given that we know that at least half of regular smokers die of a smoking-caused disease, said ITC Research Assistant Professor Shannon Gravely, who was lead author of the study.